You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
Another episode of New Energy Birthing. We are so delighted to be with you today, and we have what we feel is a wonderful show. We have as our guest today Heidi Stolle from Switzerland, and we will be with her in a few moments. I am Kathleen Hawes, and I come to you from Salt Lake City, Utah in the U.S., and having just a little bit of a feedback here, but we'll take that off. We are just really excited to be here with our show today. And getting a little bit of feedback, a little bit of an echo. I'm not sure why today, but we'll just work with that. I just wanted to mention, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, we really invite you to come over to theawakeningzone.com, where you can listen as well as ask questions. And it's really fun to be in the chat room. You very well may want to ask some questions of Heidi. She's a wonderful midwife, and we'll get to her in just a few minutes. And there's a number that you can call in, and it's right above the chat room. And it's, in the U.S., it's area 714-364-4335. So we would invite you to come over to the chat room on awakeningzone.com, and it's just a really fun way to connect with other listeners. And that technical problem was just solved, so I have no feedback at this point, so that's awesome. And I would love Reza to introduce herself. Just Reza, are you there?
Okay. Yes. So, hello, everybody. This is Reza. I'm talking to you from Finland, and I'm really hoping I'm not going to get any technical problems today. I'm on the road, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. So just bear with me, please.
Yes. So just to be clear, we do have a wonderful guest here today. She's someone that I have admired for a long, long time, and I have loved my association with her through the birthing world. And before we introduce Heidi, we just invite everyone to take a few breaths. Take a nice deep breath. This is a wonderful way to just gather yourself together. Be very mindful of your breath. Be very conscious of your breath. And feel your breath as it sinks down within you. Open up a beautiful space to receive your own breath. And as we do this together, I invite you to add your breath to what we call the safe space, a space created for this time, for this show, for this gathering together of energies. And sending a breath of support and love to our wonderful guest today as she shares her experiences and her perspective in New Energy Birthing. So I invite you to breathe and receive, and just for the joy of being here and connecting from all over the world as we come together. A couple of more nice, conscious breaths for you and for the space we're creating today. Thank you so much. And we will bring Heidi on. Hello, Heidi.
Hello, Kathleen, and hello, Rita.
Hello.
And hello, everybody who is listening in.
We are so delighted to have you here, and thank you so much for your willingness to come and talk about your experiences. Could you, for those listeners that aren't personally acquainted with you or the work that you do, could you just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're living?
Yes. Well, I was born in Basel in Switzerland, and now I am living near Bern, and Bern is the capital of Switzerland. And as a profession, as you know, I am working as a midwife. But only until this year, and then I stop being a midwife. But I will continue to do, of course, the Adula work, and I will continue to do different types of massages. And I will, of course, offer my experiences as an doula, as I said already, and as an SAS teacher and a Dreamwalker Birth teacher. I am single now, and I don't have children. Well, there were times, especially when you are a midwife, where I was missing not having own children, but now everything is fine because I really feel that in this lifetime it's about my own embodied enlightenment. And of course my soul has a lot of experiences of giving birth to children. And it's very interesting that my grandmother was a well-known and respected midwife in a small town in the eastern part of Switzerland. And, you know, who knows to which soul this being belonged to?
Yes. Oh, that is so very interesting indeed. An ancestral tie, but as you say, who really knows?
Yes.
who has had those experiences? So those of you, you've heard that Heidi is not going to be a midwife for very long. So if you want her to be your midwife, it sounds like you better do it very quickly. But I said that both Reika and I know Heidi personally, and I have to say that I just was so drawn to you, Heidi, even before we met in person. I really felt you by the way that you expressed yourself, even in the written word. I felt your passion. And if I were a young mother in Switzerland in your area, I can't think of anyone that I would rather have assist me in bringing in a child, to have your hand be the one to first touch my child would be such an honor for me. So, but I do know, I do know your passion and your love for the birthing world, and it is. It is a very interesting choice that you have made in this lifetime to be a midwife and to experience all that you have through birthing. I was really interested. You wrote a little little biography, a little bit about yourself. And for those that are in the chat room, it's actually just right above the call-in number. And I was, both Rafe and I were very interested in, you wrote that you have kind of an, you experience an awakening back into some feelings that you had as a child. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, I would not call it an awakening because probably it was a feeling and a knowingness a lot of children have. And it is the knowingness that there is more than only the physical reality. And when I was a child, I loved to climb on high trees. And my mother went with us children into the woods very often. And there was a specific place with my favorite tree. And I was so connected with this tree that I knew this tree and the branches so exactly that I knew exactly on which branch I had to put my feet to climb up. And then in the top of the tree, I really spent some time up there. And up there, I really felt free. I was singing, and I felt very, very happy. And actually, I felt so protected, and I guess it's a feeling a lot of children have. And as Adamus Sejema said in his dream walk, Bringing Back the Magic of Childhood, he says that the children are switching between realities until they are about 7 to 8 years old. And he also said that sometimes we create an incident to stop the connection to the angelic worlds, just that we can go deeper into this physical reality. And I remember very well a day when I did a somersault at the age of about 7.5 years. And it was very strange. Something cracked in my neck. I was not insured, but I stood up and ran through the apartment like mad and cried out loud. And I really had the feeling that God left me at that time. For me, this feeling was associated with God. And it is very special. And actually, I didn't remember that incident until we did this dream walk with Adamus, Bringing Back the Magic of Childhood. And, well, then when I was 16 years old, these feelings came back, but only for a short time. But then these feelings disappeared, and until I started my awakening when I was 30 years old.
Well, that is very interesting, and isn't it lovely when some information comes through that, but now that you can say, now I can look back to that when I was a child. Now I have a greater awareness of, like you say, you have this injury to your neck and what you thought it was at the time. And to have that now all be such a beautiful part of your whole.
Yes, absolutely. I see my life in a different perspective now. And yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is, and I really didn't phrase the question very well. When I said awakening back to, what I meant really was referring to what you said is then about at age 31, then those feelings started to come back, excuse me, to you, the ones that you had as a child. Can you tell me how that connection and that feeling then came back to you and stayed with you?
Well, it was not that it came back so quickly, but when I was 30 years old, I started, you know, with yoga, I started meditating, and I did a lot of these spiritual things we all did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you know, this feeling of being a multidimensional being only really came back with the work we did with Tobias and Adamo Sejeme in the Crimson Circle.
Yeah. So that's where you mm-hmm. really feel like everything really opened for you at that point?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I think there's many of us that feel that way, and your experience with your searching and going to different even religions and ceremonies, such a beautiful part of our whole awakening to really search until you find what it is that you step into that you really connect with, that assists you in what you really came to do, which you said earlier was really your embodied enlightenment. So,
yes.
So all that you're doing now, it sounds like it really supports that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, and then you found your way to midwifery and to your practice as a midwife. I'm really interested in how of all the things that you could have done, all the professions, all the practices, facilitation, all of that was open. So if you could tell us a little bit about how long you've been a midwife and how did you have the knowingness that that is what you wanted to do?
Yes, I have been a midwife now since 1985.
Yes.
And since 1993, I am working as a free independent midwife with my own practice. And actually, it is not that I really was that conscious about becoming a midwife. But when I look back what I did, I feel that I was very intuitive catching what my soul wanted to do. And I also went to a school for the name is commercial now that is coming back, a commercial school for 4 years, and I really realized later that this helped me very much to have my own business as a midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And then I became first a nurse, but as a nurse I was searching, and I had an education in preventive care, health care, but I really was not satisfied, and I continued searching, and finally I knew that I wanted to become a midwife. And then, of course, I went to another 1.5 year of education, and then I was working for 5 years I worked in a university hospital to get all the experiences I needed to become an independent midwife.
Wow.
And when I look back, you know, I really feel that actually I always was interested in life itself. What is it about life on this planet? And I really felt that perhaps as a midwife I could get more answers about this question I had time back then.
Wow, I did not realize you had been a nurse, and what, how beautifully expressed that what you do is about this way of really diving into what it means to be have life on this planet.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. That was beautifully put.
Yes, and very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So,
Heidi,
can you tell us a little about the system in Switzerland? How often, for example, the women go and see their midwives? Is there a certain system how it works, or is it free for the women to decide what they want to do when they are pregnant? Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes. Well, the situation for midwives here and for women who choose, or a couple who is choosing or want to choose a home birth, is not that bad as it is in other European countries. You know, for instance, in Hungary, the home births are forbidden. And in Germany, the situation for the midwives is very, very, well, it is not that good for them, because the cost for the insurances they have to pay, they are so high that a lot of midwives have to stop doing their work. But we here in Switzerland, we all midwives who are assisting a woman with home births or during the her pregnancy or after the birth, we are working on our own, on a private base. But we have a contract that the Swiss Association for Midwives has signed a contract with the insurance, health insurances, and we are paid according this contract. And it is not that bad, actually. The women are free to choose a private midwife or not. But in Switzerland, there are only about 1-2% of home births, of all births. So it's a really, really small amount of women who are choosing to be assisted by a midwife. But if a woman chooses to be supported by a midwife, she actually can do everything through a midwife except ultrasound, if there are no medical complications. I have got the right to assist a woman during pregnancy, home birth, and the time after birth.
Well, that sounds really great.
Yeah, and it brings up a question that I hadn't, I guess I hadn't considered, because as you pointed out the differences in countries, so am I understanding correctly that if in Switzerland, if a woman uses a midwife, then it's just for a home birth? You don't assist in hospitals?
Well, there are midwives working in hospitals, and then there are midwives working on a private base. And normally it is not mixed. Normally either you are as a midwife, either you are working in a hospital or on a private base.
I see. Well, thank you. That helps me to understand. Reta, did you have any other questions about what it's like in Switzerland, or do you feel that?
Well, I'm just curious. How often do the women go during pregnancy, go to see a midwife? Is it very regular or just a few times?
Yes. Well, the health insurance, they pay six visits during the pregnancy, and that's not enough. Normally, we see the women about 7 to 8 times. And then we have to find a different way than how these supplements visits are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Okay.
So I just had one more question about that. So if there's no complications, of course, I mean the home birth, but do you have an agreement with hospitals if there is a complication that your clients then can go to a hospital?
Yes. I am working together with about 2 or 3 doctors who are working in a specific hospital, and when there is a complication, I can go there with the women, but I don't have got a contract with the hospital. There are midwives who also have a contract with a hospital, and when there are complications, then they can go with the woman into the hospital, and they can continue assisting the same woman. But I do not have a contract with a hospital. When a woman has to go to hospital, then they have got then another midwife.
I see. Okay, well, thank you. That's really interesting. And I think you pointed out that, you know, it does really vary from country to country.
Yes.
Just really depends on where you live. I know in my area in the U.S., there are midwives in hospitals. There's midwives with home births, and I feel like in our area, the women, the couple has a lot of choices of how they want to deliver the baby. So thank you. That's really interesting. You mentioned also, as you were telling a little bit about yourself, you talked about the doula work. You talked about how these beings, Tobias and Adamus, were very much a part of your understanding of birthing. Can you... I would be really, Reita and I are also doulas, as you know, and we each have our stories of how we found the Dreamwalker birth materials. Can you tell us a little bit, how did you find the Dreamwalker birth materials, and how did you connect to those?
Yes. First, when I It was in 2005 when I listened first to the shouts of the Crimson Circle, and then I didn't know then about the Dreamwalker birth material, and then I actually. When was the Dreamwalker birth school?
It was the next year. It was in 2006.
Yes. But first, I went to the sexual energy school, and sexuality always was. I was very interested in sexuality as well. Because it is very much connected to the work of a midwife, mm-hmm. and giving birth, and only later I found the Dreamwalker birth material, and then it was still possible to order the CDs. And to do the course in a home at home mm-hmm. study, and I ordered the CDs, and I withdrew myself in for about a week. I went into the mountains, and I listened. I went through all the material, and I was so absolutely deeply touched. Oftentimes, I only sat there and tears were running down my face because it really was the missing piece I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And Adamu Sejeme finally could answer all the questions I had, still had. Where do we come from, and the birthing process, and that it is not not a biological process, but it is really a process which is in another realm, and. I was really deeply touched.
Well, you have expressed it exactly the way that I feel about it too. I have called it many times the missing piece to my own experience of bringing in children in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And as a midwife, you know, you have considered it a missing piece to fill in the whole story now of what really happens during pregnancy and where the real birthing really takes place. And you have expressed it beautifully. It is not just a physical process, but birthing is first a spiritual process. I could not agree more with you. Thank you for expressing it so beautifully.
Yeah. Well, after going through this material, how did it change your work as a midwife when you work with your regular clients?
Yes.
Are you able to integrate this material and the doula ways to your work as a midwife?
Yes. You know, the integration took place step by step. First, I was so impressed by this material, it took me some time to digest everything and to feel into it, and I could not start the doula work right away. And then I decided And then I had the first clients, and actually, when I look back, how my consciousness was then, and how my consciousness is now, it is such a huge difference. And I actually grew, my consciousness grew with working as an doula, and of course with the work we do with Tobias, we did with Tobias and Saint-Germain. And now, it is like that the ordinary work as a midwife is fading away a little bit, because I am much more interested in the adula work, I must say.
Yeah.
I have been a midwife, independent midwife now for 21 years. And when you are working as an independent midwife, you are a lot of your time you are on demand, and you are not free to do what you really want. I couldn't go for a walk into the mountains, for instance. And so it's time, you know, for a change, to be more free and really to do the work of my heart. And this is really the consciousness work and the adula work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds very similar also to my experience. It's when I began the work as a doula, yeah, it was very, very different than it is now, because we are evolving.
Yes. Yes.
With experience, yeah. And I think our listeners all can relate to the need to be more free, to go to the mountains. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. So since you are an doula and you've been a midwife for a long time, have you had clients that you are doing both?
Yes.
But you are also a midwife and also an doula.
Yes. It's interesting because I am working as a midwife. Most of the clients I assist as a midwife and an doula. And there was only one woman I only assisted as an doula, because she was living a little bit further away from where I live. But most of the clients I assist as a midwife and as an doula.
Okay. Can you tell how it makes the experience different for you or for the parents when they have you also as an doula?
Yes. Well, I mean, our experiences are very, very, very heartful. And the relationship we have is much deeper. And the relationship the couple has between each other is much deeper. And of course, the incoming soul is such an integral part of the adula work and the experiences the couple have. So it is. Deeper, and it is more open. The consciousness is more open, and most of the couples, they really love the Isa, the energy of Isa. Mm-hmm. They can feel the energy of Isa, and they can feel how Isa always is cleansing and making the process even more deeper.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. For those of our listeners that are not familiar with what Heidi is talking about, there is a particular energy called Isa, and it is something that the Adula will introduce and make available to the couple that the Adula works with. And I would agree, and as Reta and I have talked about the clients that we work with, this has been one of the things that, I guess I can just speak for my clients, but one of the things that particularly the mothers have seemed to attach to or connect to very strongly, this beautiful energy that the Adula introduces into this whole experience of childbirth.
Yes.
So you have found couples in Switzerland that are quite open and quite accepting of the Adula work?
Yes. Yes, I have got a few couples who were and are very open to the Adula work. And
Very nice. And the Adulas all over the world. I mean, we are definitely finding clients. We are opening and shifting consciousness by introducing what you call the missing piece, what I call and many others call the missing piece to the whole experience. I wanted to also point out that you have a book, and you have shared that book with me, and it is on my bookshelf, but unfortunately, because I cannot read German, I cannot read your book. Do you talk about some of the births that you have participated in? Do you talk about that in your book?
Yes, it's a book about several different items. Actually, it was Janine Parvati Baker. She is a midwife from the U.S., and she inspired me very much, and I invited her several times to Switzerland, and we had a lively exchange, and she encouraged me to write this book, and it was published in 2006. And it is about, of course, it is about the experiences of birth I assisted, and about women who wrote about her experiences of giving birth. But it is also about my own awakening, some reflections about female-male energy, about how we deal with health, about sexuality. It is a very open and wide book.
Well, I can feel the energy of it when I hold it in my hand, but unfortunately, until it's in English, I can't read it. But I can feel how that is there a. You know, is there a verse that you talk about in your book that you would like to share a little something about?
Yes, I was thinking about which verse, and then I chose three of them. I don't know if we have time for the three stories, but one woman, she found me as a midwife when she was pregnant with her second child. With her first child, she had a cesarean, and after her cesarean, she went into an awakening process, and then she wanted to have a home birth. But she was living about 2 hours from my home, and she couldn't find another midwife assisting her because they didn't want to assist a woman who had a cesarean, and they didn't want to do a home birth after a woman had a cesarean. But then she did a lot of consciousness work, and I really felt that I could do that. And then when the birth came, actually I studied very carefully her health story, and I studied very carefully the protocols of her first birth to make sure that a normal birth would be possible.
Yes.
And then the labor started, and I drove to her. When I came there, the water just broke, and she was in the bathroom. And then we went in her bedroom, and then she, with every labor, she said, "I am the most happy person on earth," and she really gave birth in an ecstatic, in an ecstatic state, and
wow.
I was so impressed, and the birth was very easy, and it was really, really, really beautiful and touching. Oh. And when it was 3 o'clock in the night when I drove back. And I passed the Lake of Geneva, and it was a bright moonlight. And in the back of the Lake of Geneva, I could see the Alps shining. They were shined by the moonlight. And it was such a magical moment for me, having this birth in my heart, and drove home in such a magical landscape. It was very, very special.
Oh, wow. I can imagine that.
Yeah.
It's not hard to feel that. Oh, beautiful. Is there's a very special birth that you experienced with your clients recently, and we're going to come back to that one, but do you feel it's time?
Yes, I think it's time for just a short break as usual, and I certainly hope my connection won't cut like it usually does at this moment, so let's hope I can come back, but if not, then next time. And
hey,
Kathleen, can you start
we'll
with the
take
break.
A little
break.
Okay, and so come back and we will hear more from Heidi about this very special birthing experience that she recently had. So join us.
Okay.
Welcome to I Am Child, a course for parents, teachers, guardians, guides, and caregivers of the new generation. Young masters are looking to us to provide unorthodox pathways, deep wisdom and understanding, acutely sensitive approaches, far greater levels of freedom and dynamic platforms for creative expression, soul expansion, and the ultimate unfolding of sovereignty. This course comprises 6 30-minute audio sessions that will open you to a deeper level of conscious, intuitive connection between yourself and child. Information within this course will give you the ability to raise a child in accordance with the unique attributes of their own soul. This class is currently available for a limited time on Awakening Zone Academy. Register now. For more information, please visit AwakeningZoneAcademy.com.
And we are back. I just wanted to mention, if as you're visiting the Awakening Zone, I would like to call your attention to the calendar page. On most days, there's one, if not many more shows listed. Tomorrow, for example, on September 12th at 3 o'clock Awakening Zone time, for example, Rupert Davis hosts Living and Creating with Soul with guest Yuke Clausens. And next Wednesday, July 16th, a beautiful show, The Breath of Life with Norma and Garrett. And both are great shows and would be well worth joining in. So always check AwakeningZone.com and check the calendar. And if you can't catch them live, be sure to go to the archives because there are some beautiful shows. So back to our show. Rachel,
am I still online?
You are still online. I'm
wow.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, Heidi. You have talked about a very, very special birthing experience you had recently. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear that. Would you share that with us, please?
Yes, with pleasure, because it is really, really very special. The parents of the birth parents, for her it was her third child. And for him, the second child with the woman, and both are very, very much connected with nature, and they had their heart desire and the vision to give birth in nature, and so. They, one day during pregnancy, they brought me to the place. They found a place near a little brook and a very, very protected place in a small valley. And then I told them my conditions. It has to be their hot water, fresh hot water, and there have to be a clean place for the mother and the baby after birth, and they had to have a good car in case of emergency bring the woman to hospital. And actually they took the responsibility, and they prepared everything very carefully. And we also agreed that if the birth would took place during the night, or if it was raining, the birth would took place at their home. And then they are so great creators. It was exactly the due date, when the labor started at 11 o'clock in the morning. The day before, it was raining. The day after, it was raining.
Oh.
And it was daytime. And at 4 o'clock, and when I came there, the woman was sitting on a rock, and she had her feet in the water of the little brook. Do you say brook? The little little river?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. And she just was toning into the nature her labor, you know? And I didn't do, I just went to her, I listened to the heartbeat of the baby, if everything is okay, and I just sat beside her. I didn't interrupt her with talking. I just was there. And after some time, the labor got stronger. And then she moved to the tent. They put a beautiful big tent. And then we prepared in the place in front of the tent. We prepared a very clean place with a sheet. And then she gave birth there. And
wow.
And it was such a holy, really a holy experience. And I was so, you know, I was so touched after the birth when I did all my midwifery work, when the mother and the baby were lying in this tent. You could hear the sound of the water. There was always a fire burning, and you could hear singing the birds. Wow. And
wow.
Yeah.
It sounds really nice, really magical.
Yes, it is, and they are so great creators. And
amazing.
And then I went there every day to visit them. Actually, they planned to stay there at the place and in the tent only for about 3 days. But at the end, they stayed there for about 8 days. And
oh,
I always
really?
Put on my good shoes and my rucksack, and I walked there. And when always, you know, always, when I came to the place, the energy was really, really, really beautiful. It was really, you can feel, you know, when the energy gets so soft and so beautiful. And every time when I reached the place, the energy was changing. And then another thing, when after 8 days, they went back home, and the other day I visited them at their home, and then I looked in their eyes and in their whole being, and they were up. Absolutely relaxed and shining. And I was so surprised. I never have seen a couple after 8 days after birth to be in such a relaxed state and in such a heartful state with each other and with their baby. It is really very, very beautiful.
You can just feel it. I mean, you express it so beautifully, but also I feel like you're bringing the energy of that to us. So, and as a gift that we can feel. And as a doulas, one of the things that we help the couples become so mindful of is feeling, understanding the perspective of this one that's coming in to them, this soul being, and setting it up in such a way that the invitation is so beautiful and the energies are so inviting that it is an easier transition for this soul
yes.
being coming in.
Yes.
Because
yes.
we know ourselves to be very expanded beings. And to be able to embody, to be able to come into our physical bodies, it takes a bit of doing. It is a process of compacting and our energies down so that we can transition into this 3D physical reality. And to have clients so aware and so mindful of this transition for this one coming in, to make it such a soft, beautiful place to land, and I would also say a sensual place of
yes,
the elements of fire and water and the bird singing and even the sound of the water. And for this couple, this was their creation in its perfection for them
yes.
and for the little one coming in. It is not everyone's choice to do this, and we're not saying that unless you have this type of birth, you know, you haven't experienced the perfect or ultimate birth. No, we're not saying that at all.
Yes, and I mean, they were assisted through a midwife, and I knew exactly what I was doing.
And for them, this creation of this place with a midwife was perfect for them, and it shows you by Heidi sharing this experience how she can work with people no matter what they're creating. Of course, you had some things that had to be in place, as you said,
yes.
As a midwife. But what a beautiful creation that
yes.
That you were invited to be a part of.
Yeah. I felt very, very, very honored to assist this birth, this birth. And it was like a little bit a fulfilling. I had a feeling of fulfillment of my, it was like a fulfillment of my whole midwifery work, and a fulfillment it can't be more done, you know. It is, and with this experience, I really can stop working as a midwife without any how do you say, with any heartbreaking feelings, or I don't know, expression in English, because it was such a, really it was a fulfillment of my own vision.
Beautiful.
Yeah, like a gift to you also.
Yes, absolutely.
Very beautiful. Well,
yeah.
We are going to take this very tiny short break here, but we want to finish with, we do have some people in the chat room that are interested to know, Heidi, what you are going to do next. I want to have you tell people how they can find you, and we will come back and do that. We're just going to have just the shortest of breaks, so we will do that now. If you would like more information about the work of the Spiritual Adula, we invite you to visit our website at adulas.org. This is the website of the International Society of Adulas, where you can find not only helpful information, but you will find a directory of adulas from around the world. So if you have any questions after visiting the site, please use the contact page. So that was the shortest of breaks, but we really do want to call attention that you can find Heidi through her website. You can find me through my website, Greta through her website. But there is also an International Society of Adulas website where you can find people from all over the world who will assist you in this beautiful connection work that Heidi has talked about that she does in addition to her work as a midwife. And people are interested to know, Heidi, you are saying now that you're feeling like your work as a midwife is coming to completion, and they're interested to know, what are you going to do next? I mean, what is next for you?
Yes, it is, as I said at the beginning, I will really continue my work as an doula and as an SES and Dreamwalker birth teacher. And I am working at my own seminars, consciousness seminars. And, I will continue doing my massages. I love to massage. I am also a Lomi Lomi practitioner, a Hawaiian massage practitioner, and I do a very special therapeutical massage for women. And it is also a fertility massage for women who have difficulties to get pregnant. And it is the fertility massage and the adula combined with the adula work is a very, I love this combination. Yes, that's a little bit what I'm going to do.
Oh,
wow,
that sounds
beautiful.
Sounds really wonderful, the fertility massage.
Yes.
I wonder if somebody is going to be teaching that to other adulas.
Oh, you're good. There's an idea.
Yeah.
Heidi, how can people find you? How can they find you, and where's your website?
Yeah, my website is www.daomira. Is this daomira.ch.
I put that in the chat room. Will you double check and make sure that I have spelled that correctly?
Daomira, yes, that's true. That's true. But the website is only in German. It is not in English.
Okay. Well, you are on Facebook as well. Are you? You are on Facebook?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
But I'm not such a. In the I am on Facebook in the yes, but I'm not such a Facebook. I'm not so active.
Well,
okay.
For the non-English speakers, that would be a one way that they could find you, though, if they really aren't able to go to your website and understand it. can find you on Facebook, but also find you on doulas.org, and that has your contact information as well.
Yes.
So, and people that do speak German, understand German, can, is your book available on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that is great. And perhaps you could add it, a link to that to your Facebook page as well, for just another way to find you. Grace and I just both feel that Heidi has so much to offer in the birthing world. She is, as you can understand, a gifted practitioner. She has a beautiful perspective of birthing, and she has so much to offer. And is there anything else that you would like to add, Heidi?
Well, I want to say thank you to you, Kathleen, and to Rita, for all the work you are doing. And I feel that our work as a doula, our doula work, is the consciousness is evolving. And I feel that the more and more young women are interested in the Adula work, and I think we the first Adulas we paved the.
We paved
the way, and it is growing now. That is what I am feeling, and I am very grateful to that you invited me and to your show. Thank you very much.
Well, it was
wonderful to have you.
Yes, such a pleasure, and I would also mention that Reta and Heidi and I, we are all Dreamwalker birth teachers, and we love to teach. We love to offer this workshop as Dreamwalker birth teachers. There is so much information there that is so valuable, and as a result of taking that class, it gives you the opportunity then to become a spiritual doula and to facilitate this work. So all of that information, the Dreamwalker birth classes are listed, and the teachers are listed on crimsoncircle.com. We also have a link on adulas.org if you want to become an adula or find an adula, and you can contact any of us, and we will always make sure you have the information that you need, because we love to let people know it's available, don't we?
Yeah, and like Heidi said, the consciousness is evolving, and there are not many adulas yet out in the world, so we really need more adulas. There's so much work to be done, and this work is just—it's just the best work one can have, in my opinion. Yeah,
that's right. Well, thank you for adding that, Rita. That's absolutely right. And again, our thanks to Heidi for coming and not only sharing her experiences, but letting us just really feel her and her passion for this work and how important it has been in her own process of the evolution of who she is. And we thank her so much. Thank you, Heidi, for coming and joining us. We want to thank our listeners, and I know many of you are listening on the archives. However you find this show, we thank you also for joining and adding to this experience. So, Reita, is there anything else you would add? at this
point. Yes, I'm saying thank you as well to Heidi and to all our listeners.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. And our next show will be in October, October 9th, and we look forward to seeing you then. So until next time, we wish you well, and thank you again for joining us.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, Heidi.
Thank you
so much.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Awakening Zone Radio Network, offering insights and inspiration for our evolving consciousness.